USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Monday barred the U.S. Department of Defense from punishing a group of Navy SEALs and other Special Forces members who refused COVID-19 vaccines on religious grounds. District Judge Reed O'Connor responded to a lawsuit filed on behalf of 35 Special Forces service members and issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Navy and Defense Department from enforcing the mandate. AT&T Incorporated and Verizon Communications, now one of the same, said they agreed to delay their rollout of a new 5G cell phone service for 2 weeks to allow for a study. The FAA is concerned that the new 5G signals could interfere with radar altimeters, devices that measures distance between aircraft and the ground. Juan Brown on his Blanco Lirio podcast.
But they need more frequencies. They need more bandwidth. And that's why they are making a grab for these frequencies near the radar altimeter band.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
That loud boom heard over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we were talking about yesterday, has been confirmed.
The National Weather Service says the source of a loud boom heard near Pittsburgh was a meteor. It was heard around 11:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. The Weather Service confirming the sound was an airburst caused by an exploding meteor in the atmosphere. It says there was no seismic activity or thunderstorms when the boom rattled homes. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Winter weather is playing havoc in parts of the country. Drivers were stranded for hours on I-95 Monday night after a severe winter storm caused a massive backup. An estimated 20 to 30 trucks were stuck on I-95 northbound near the Thornburg exit. That's according to Virginia DOT. Motorists expressed their anger on social media as they sat in their vehicles unable to move and worried about the falling temperatures. Storms have dropped several inches of snow across the mid-Atlantic and southeast and left more than 400,000 customers without power. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania icon Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback for the Steelers football team, played his last home game last night after 18 years in the National Football League. He talked with an ESPN reporter right after the game.
You know what? It's funny because probably not the way you wanted it other than the win. And that's all that really matters. That's kind of been the story of my career. It's not always pretty, but we find a way. And, man, did our defense step up tonight. And the guys were, they're just so much fun to be out here. These are the best fans in sports, the best place to play. So, you know, I didn't think I was going to take the field again, but it's the best play in football when you're an offensive player to take a knee. And so I'm glad I got to do it one last time.
Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez spent last weekend vacationing in Florida with virtually no mandates. All the while, her New York constituents were under strict restrictions with vaccine and mask mandates. Republican Representative Daniel Perez on Newsmax Monday called her out on that.
The state with the least amount of mandates when it comes to COVID and the most prosperous, based on facts and numbers by the CDC website. While we see that, on the other end, we have someone in New York that has to abide by these strict restrictions that don't have the same ability as AOC. So we have AOC on one side asking her constituents to stay indoors, to not gather with their families during the holiday season, and she's at a brunch with her boyfriend maskless, waving as if she's Miss America.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.